Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and good morning to you. This is Jason Dias, and you know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5. Hope you guys are enjoying a short week with the MLK holiday tossed in there on Monday. It's a bit of a Monday three-day weekend bonus, and the name of the show today is Sheet Music, S-H-E-E-T, Sheet Music. And I actually got the idea to do this show when I was watching Tony's rehearsal for Next to Normal. The gentleman, Peter Belk, who was responsible for playing all the music that night, had a very, very lengthy and complicated musical score that he was playing the piano from. And I was just fascinated, A, that he had the stamina to sit there and play for basically an hour straight, intermission, then another hour, with just a dizzying array of time and key signature changes. And I started thinking about how many times have you heard people use the term, and I've heard people say it, man, we've got to get everybody on the same page, whether it's about a project or about something that is mission critical to the credit union. And of course, that term, the same page, is actually talking about sheet music. And so if you ever get a chance, maybe if you're at church or you play music at home, or your kids take music lessons, next time you get a chance, take a look at a piece of sheet music, because it's actually very, very instructive and a great metaphor for the great live performance that we want to put on each and every day here at GT Financial. And when I first looked up, I just Googled sheet music for whatever reason, the first sheet music that came up was something called The Decisive Battle, Final Fantasy VI. And, of course, it's got the name at the top. So maybe imagine that's your community financial center. And then it has, of course, who wrote it or who's leading that arrangement. And so I guess that would be the manager of the CFC. But the real important stuff is down when the music starts. Now, this is, I think, very, very important. If you've seen me, you know I don't spend a lot of money on my hair. Why would I? But if there's one thing I can't stand, that is waiting in line. So when I have to go get a haircut, I try to get there right at 9 o'clock. And so I'm at the Fantastic Sam's here in New Braunfels, Texas, at 9 a.m. on Monday. And of course, I walk up and I pull on the door, and it's locked. Now, the sign that says open is on, but the door is locked. So right away, there's a problem. Because the sign says they're open. The door says quite another thing. So I look in there, and I can see somebody standing at the computer, fooling around, I guess getting things ready. The lights are still off. And I stood there for probably 6 or 7 minutes. Now, that may not sound like a long time to you, but just imagine doing nothing for 6 or 7 minutes. Very, very irritating. That's the thing about when you look at sheet music. It shows you where everyone has to start at exactly the same time, and in some cases end at exactly the same time. If you tell your audience you're going to be ready and open for business at 9 o'clock, that doesn't mean 9:07 or 9:08. Then when the curtain goes up, everybody has to be ready to perform. And, of course, that's one of those great musical metaphors or even dramatic metaphors. Since I talked about Tony in the intro, that you have to be ready when the curtain goes up. These guys weren't ready. And I actually asked them. I said, well, how much is the haircut? Well, it's $12. See, I told you I don't spend a lot of money on my hair. And I said, well, would it be okay if I gave you $11.30? For the haircut? Well, no, it's $12. Well, see, details matter. Details matter. You say you're open at 9 o'clock. It'd be nice if you were open at 9 o'clock. And to be candidly honest about it, it's not the first time that's happened. I cannot think of many situations last year where I rolled up at 9 o'clock and they were ready to go. So that might make a great show where I call and complain and listen to how the manager handles it. I think we've done one of those in the past. I might do that next week. Just give the call to the manager over there and see how they handle a polite but a complaint based upon something that has happened more than once. So sheet music shows you where to start. Most importantly, it tells you what key you're in. In this particular instance, it also tells you kind of what the song should sound like. And that's one reason I like this piece of music. The style that it wants people to play in is called presto. And so it has kind of a fast or quick or lively feeling to it, as opposed to maybe something that is legato, kind of drawn out. This is presto, bump, 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 presto. And that's something else to think about. A lot of times, and of course, like I said, when Peter was playing through that tremendous score from Next to Normal, there were moments in the play where, of course, the mood would get dark or the mood would get sad, and the music would change. And we all kind of have to be ready to do that as well. Somebody comes in and they've lost their debit card. They want presto, bump, 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 things very, very quickly, things done very, very precisely, staccato. And then, of course, if somebody walks in and says, man, I've been thinking about my first house, I'd like to talk to somebody, perhaps that conversation more legato. But we all have to be aware of the moments when the time and the key signature changes, and of course, be mindful of all those things. The other thing I love about this particular piece of sheet music is that there are tons of little details that are on the sheet music, what the key that you're playing it in. There are sharps and flats, and all these things mean something to people that know how to read music. There are rests. They're a place where there's no sound at all. And I think we've got to be mindful of that, that the performance that we put on every day sometimes requires silence as we listen to our members and listen to our fellow coworkers, what we're saying. And I always, you know, musically say, don't step on the silence, you know, don't mess up the silence. The silence is there for a reason. The silence is important. Don't make any mistakes and step on the silence. There's always a time to be listening to our members. And so I would highly encourage you, next time you get a chance, I'll see if I can add this picture of this particular sheet music to the episode page. In fact, I will do that, and you can kind of see what I'm talking about. But we all have to be on the same sheet of music as we put on that great live performance each and every day, whether we're in member care or out at one of the CFCs or taking calls in the contact center. I'd ask you to think about, what is your sheet music going to be like today? What tempo are you going to have? If you have people working on the same things around you, are you all starting and ending together? Is everybody mindful of the tempo? I'm sure we've all been there where things are busy and there's one person who just kind of not ready to go yet. Man, we've all got to be ready when things get going, when that curtain goes up, and we've all got to have the same tempo. We've all got to be mindful of the same dynamics when things are supposed to be more quiet or more up tempo or more low tempo. I think the calendar sort of has that feel to it. January starts kind of slow, and then we kind of get into the busyness of the year, and the year ends kind of slowly. And think about it, a lot of songs that you listen to on the radio are like that. They have kind of an introduction, and things get fast, they get crazy in the middle, and then they slow down for the end. Or sometimes they have a big, fantastic finish, whichever is appropriate for your situation. Each interaction with our member is like a song. It's like if that member hears something that they like, they will remember it, and they will tell other people about us, and they will want more of that. I always want us to be the brand that people remember each and every day. People are out at Publix, people are out at, you know, different stores, at Target, at Walmart, and they come and they talk to us, or they use the on-screen or the contact center or even the mobile app. I mean, what they're looking for, speed and consistency and attention to details. You see all of that when you're looking at a sheet of music. And of course, I just wanted you to think about that metaphorically in putting on the best live performance each and every day at GT Financial, because a great live performance always leaves the audience wanting more. Until next we speak, I want to encourage everyone to continue being the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy. Let's be in business forever. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.